We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story. California's homeless crisis is something that's gotten national attention. Jabs by the president at times. And now Governor Newsom says he needs more money, a lot of it, to help out. KMX 1070's John Baird live in the San Fernando Valley this morning with more.
The governor's asking for the additional funding, $1.4 billion worth in his new state budget. A little over half of it would be distributed to local providers by the Department of Social Services. And the money is expected to be used for things like monthly rent payments, additional housing units, and assist facilities that provide board and care to people who would otherwise end up on the streets. Now, those who operate these board and care homes say they desperately need the extra funding.
We need an infusion of funds now to stay alive. My biggest concern is that my residents will end up back on the streets suffering from mental illness and homelessness.
He has a 136-bed board and care home in Pasadena. He was speaking to the L.A. County supervisors. Advocates for homes like his recently asked the governor to essentially double the current rate that's paid to licensed facilities. Right now, that rate's $1,100 per month to provide lodging and three meals a day. Live in the Valley, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
This morning, crews are fanning out in the Sepulveda Basin, clearing out some of the camps there in that floodplain. Believed to be about 100 people could be living there. A number of brush fires over the last several months. It's the fourth time L.A. sanitation crews have cleared out that basin.
Cops have been increasing their patrols around the Warner Brothers lot in Burbank after someone phoned in a threat. Now, investigators have described it as very general, and they say it was sent directly to the police department. Warner Brothers says it is monitoring and coordinating with cops. The threat comes hours after someone threatened the SAG-AFTRA building on LA's Miracle Mile. It's almost across the street from us. There was no word on whether the two incidents are related.
Representatives from AT&T and Verizon set to testify before state lawmakers today over cell phone service outages during the planned power shutoff for last year's wildfires. The FCC says about 900 cell phone towers were offline last October, cutting off service to millions, many unable to use 911 during the emergencies. A Verizon exec telling state regulators recently that the company performed better than others. Theirs did, he says.
The wireless industry collectively reported approximately 57% of its cell sites out of service. But by comparison, as you will see from the public reports we are now making, only 8% of Verizon cell sites were out of service.
Lawmakers say they want to find some ways to better manage those outages.
New report on home prices in Southern California. And the latest numbers from CoreLogic show they rose in some areas in November. Biggest increases in the Inland Empire, where prices jumped 3.7% over the past year. The smallest gains, they say, were in Orange County.
Business leaders in San Pedro are expected to back up a plan to add another homeless shelter in the area over the objection of the area city council member.
It's taken 3 years for the city to research and complete the 100-bed Beacon Street complex, which will open in April. But now Supervisor Janice Hahn wants to put a second temporary 40-bed facility in a vacant county building a half a mile away and do it in 60 days. While City Councilman Joe Buscaino has expressed concern about over-concentrating the area's homeless and overwhelming service providers' resources, the supervisor thinks the project's worth it.
This is one of those things I think we need to do. And even if there is some, you know, political pushback, I'm still going to go forward with it, because I think it's the right thing to do. And I think that's what the people want.
Members of the Chamber of Commerce are inclined to support both projects in order to deal with an area homeless population that's jumped 20% in 1 year. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The bill's been introduced to the state capitol to tighten safety requirements in the horse racing industry. It comes after the deaths at Santa Anita. State Senator Bill Dodd says the final plan is expected to include reforms recommended by the Horse Racing Board and L.A. County's district attorney, who says she wants to see horse racing veterinary records be more transparent.
Money still being raised to support an LA County Sheriff's deputy who was seriously injured when she was hit by an SUV in the days right before Thanksgiving.
The good news is that Deputy Dakota Polanka is showing signs of improvement. Ron Hernandez, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs, or ALADS, says the last update he received was that she was speaking.
Everything, as far as I'm concerned, surviving is icing on the cake.
The 25-year-old deputy's parents spoke of her resilience at a fundraiser put on last month by her Lakewood Station colleagues.
Dakota is so tough.
She's going to come back stronger and better and harder. She's a hard, hard fighter.
Polanka was hit by a suspected DUI driver in an SUV in Paramount while running after a suspect. She had been responding to a call of a person acting erratically. Officials say the suspect she was chasing punched her through the window of her car before running off. Both suspects were arrested. Any donations made to ALADS Cares through January 11th will be dedicated to Deputy Polanka. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.